Football Podcast. We hope you'll enjoy this message by Pastor Joey Bonifacio.
Happy New Year. I'm so glad that you are all here this morning in light of where we're going in terms of this message. I believe that this year is destined to be your best year ever. I need to say this to you, and I'm not saying this to brag. I'm just saying this as a matter of fact. Last year was my best year ever. The year before that was my best year ever. And it doesn't mean there were no challenges. It doesn't mean there were no struggles. It simply means I was walking with God. And when you walk with God, all things work together for your good. And it's good that you're here this morning because this message, by the way, if you're planning to sleep today, this is not the day. This is not the day to sleep. This is the day to listen and listen well. In fact, when you go home, listen again to this message because this will set the course of your entire year. If you want a best year, the way to have a good year is to start well. If you start bad, the chances of having a great year, zero. Okay? So we want to start this year. In the last 2 years, I've been trying to tell you that starting a year well is starting with clarity. When things are clear, the end goal, you start with the end in mind. You already know how this is going to end, and so you're just working backwards from the beginning. Most people start without having the end in view. When you want to write a book, you start with what's the ending of this book, and then you start working to chapter one. It's the same with your life. Now, in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, it says, in the beginning, you're starting the year, in the beginning, this year, okay? God created the heavens and the earth. In God started with creation. If you're going to create a good year this year, in the beginning, the earth was without form and void. This year has no form. It has no void. It is void. There's nothing there. There are no plans. Do not start with plans. You start out by realizing darkness is over the face of your life. In other words, you don't really see before you, but there's someone who does, and you're wise enough to know that if you were with this person, your chances of success are very high. The Spirit of God is the one that sees, and He's hovering over your life and over your year, and if you trust Him this year and begin to take Him seriously rather than just being a religious person who goes to church on a Sunday, your chances of having your best year ever is presto. It's assured. Now further in verse 3 and 4 it says, and God said, let there be light. If you want to have clarity, the starting point is light. Now notice in these verses, He says, and there was light. And I've taught you in past messages that when the Bible repeats itself 3 times in succession, and God saw that the light was good, He's trying to make a point. Light is important. You're not going to have clarity in your life if you don't have light in your life. Light clarifies things. Light enables you to see forward. Too many people, some of you in this room, will start the year thinking about the quality of life. How am I going to have a better pay? How am I going to have a better salary? How am I going to have a better relationship? Listen, you don't start there. Those are results and fruits of having a life that is filled with light. Too many of you, you're starting the new app. What's the app I'm going to use? No. There was no app in Abraham's time, amen? There was faith. The reason why you want light is because darkness is reality. You're surrounded by darkness, no matter how wealthy you are. Have you ever wondered why people are so wealthy and yet they're depressed? They've got all this stuff happening and yet their children hate them. And I just came from a vacation with my family and I was whispering to my wife, this is incredible. Our daughters-in-law love our other daughters-in-law and our sons love their daughters-in-law and our grandchildren love each other. But you can't buy that. You can have the money to go on vacation. You cannot buy that. And there's a foundation by which you build life if you want to have these things. It's light. The light of God in your life equals clarity in your life. When you have the light of God, things become clear. When things are clear, it's easy to move. Try moving in the dark. It's hard. Now notice, that it says in Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1, "Arise, shine, for your light has come." If you are a believer of Jesus, your light has already come. He's already inside of you. What you do with that light is what matters this year. The glory of the Lord has risen upon you. The glory of God is already in us. "For behold," he says, "darkness shall cover the earth." There's darkness and there's light. And there are Christians who are already filled with the light of God and yet insist on walking in darkness. And there's a way to walk in the light. And that's the essence of this message. Thick darkness over the peoples. You kind of get a fuzzy day when you wake up and you say, "Why is it so dark? Why is it so hard? Why am I depressed? Why am I having a hard time?" You think that by taking a pill and watching a Netflix movie, you're going to be fine. Nothing wrong with Netflix movies. Unfortunately, that's not going to give you light. It might actually give you more darkness. But the Lord will arise upon you, and His glory will be seen upon you. He will arise upon you. He'll be seen. People are looking at him. What's wrong with this guy? Why is he? Last year, I just told you about the story of the Japanese lady. What is with you? Why are you so different? I'm not trying to sell her anything. I'm just eating in a restaurant. There are different reactions that we have towards light. Some will just say, "No thanks. I just totally reject the light. I insist on walking in darkness." You're not going to have a good year. That is 101% guaranteed. Some will run from the light. The light's there, but they're going to run away from it. It's just for whatever reason. Like you know how it is when somebody escapes from prison, right? And the lights are searching for them, and they keep running away from it because of guilt. Some, and this is the mass majority, will turn their face away from the light. You know, when you turn your face away from the light, what you're going to see is not the light, but what you're going to see is shadows. Shadow of what it could have been. Shadows of a good life. Shadows of good relationships. Shadows of a good marriage. Shadows of a healthy life. Shadow, 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 shadow. I'm turning 62 this year. And some of my friends are depressed that we're all turning older. Amen? I keep telling them, that's just a number. Turn to the light. I'm more excited than some of you. Some of you are turning 34 and you're more depressed than me. Don't run away from the light. Don't reject the light. Don't turn your face against the light. You're going to look at shadows. Too many of you are looking at shadow, 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 the shadow of what it could have been, rather than the light and what it should be. Strategies: run into the light. Run into it. Let me tell you a few things about light. Number one, light exposes. People hate the light because the Bible says people love darkness. Why? Because the truth is light exposes. When you walk and run into the light, it will expose you. The beginning of the year was my wife's birthday, and we celebrated her birthday on the 5th of January. On the 6th, I felt a nudge, and I felt that God was waking me up. And I woke up and God pointed a very specific thing in my life. They said, "You're doing well, but this one, this isn't so good. In fact, you're kind of slacking here." Because light exposes you. If you think that you already have a perfect life, you're not going to do good this year. Smart people run into the light. And I brought it up with my wife, and my wife said, "You know what? I was actually wanting to tell you that already." They're not running away from correction. They're running from, how can I adjust myself so I can actually get better this year and keep adjusting that and tweaking that until years from now I've got my best life. Light is something you switch on. Imagine walking into a bathroom and for some strange reason, it doesn't feel right. In fact, before you even feel the feeling and touching things, you feel there's something wet on the floor. There's something dirty and nasty in the wall. And then you're trying to touch the flicker switch and there's goo in it. It smells bad. And then you flick on the switch and then you understand why it smells bad. Are you following? That's you and me. Running into the light is exposing our lives to Jesus. Lord, is there envy? Is there pride? Is there wrong thinking? Are there wrong priorities? Are there things in my heart that need to go this year? That's your starting point if you want to run into the light. Is there fear? Is there doubt? Is there unbelief? Is there selfishness? Lord, expose it. I want to know. Is there a slackening? This is what the Lord showed me on January the 6th. You're great, but you're actually lowering the bar in this area of your life, and I want you to bring it back where it was. That's what it means to be exposed to the light. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 6 says, let no one deceive you with empty words. You're going to watch a lot of videos this year on your iPhone, amen? Let no one deceive you with empty words. For because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Walking in the light is walking in God in obedience. Verse 7 and 8, it says, therefore do not become partners with them, for at one time you were in darkness. You're children of light. You're children. You are already supernatural. Don't try to make the natural supernatural. You're already so supernatural because you're born again in Jesus Christ. Make that reality natural every day. Make the supernatural natural. Some of you, the only time the supernatural happens is when you come to church. And the rest of the week, you're walking in the natural. No, no, no. You walk in the supernatural every moment of your life, and you do it naturally. Everywhere I go, I carry this light. Everything I do, everything I look at, everything I eat, every interface I have is in the light. But now, he says, you are light in the Lord. Interesting. You are light in the Lord. There's light in us. In other words, if there was an app in heaven and the angel switched it on, all the Christians will light up while the whole world is dark. Are you following? And some of you, you're running away from this app. Some of you, you're rejecting this light. Some of you, no, no, no. It's inside of you. Well, here's the secret. Walk as children of light. Walk in it. Walk like you are one of those. And here's why. The fruit of life, of light rather, is found in all that is good and right and true. Whenever you walk in the light, you will not find anything but what is good, what is right, what is true. That's how you want your year to be. Amen? If you're wallowing between, no, no, I want quality of life. I want this. No, no, no. You stay here first. Go get this first. You get this, the rest will follow. You start with that, this you might not have this. And try to discern what is pleasing to the Lord. Discern it. Let me tell you what pleases God. The Bible says without faith, it is impossible to please God. Conversely, faith is what pleases God. God, I believe you. I trust you. I already know this year is going to be the best year ever, regardless of what I face and what I see, because you're with me. An indicator of that, where you know that you have great faith, is the amount of time that you pray. You know why people don't pray? Because they don't really believe. I pray for everything. I pray for my meetings. I prayed for the service. I pray for my messages. I pray for my family. I pray for my children. I pray at breakfast time, lunch time, dinner time, because I keep praying. I keep casting my cares to God because I don't want to walk around carrying my burdens. I cast it off to Him so that the life becomes weightless. And then I wait for Him to answer those prayers. Sometimes the problem is we want God to answer the prayers the way we wanted Him to answer it. That's not the way this works. It's that illustration I gave you last year. If the guys from ACS and the guys for Raffles were playing a basketball game and both of them were Christians and they were both praying that they will win, how many of you, who's going to win? Whose answer is God going to answer? Because the mistake we make with prayer is we think, God, come to my side. No, 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 no. It doesn't work that way. God is not on your side or on the other guy's side. God's telling you to be on His side. The day that you understand that in prayer, that you're constantly coming to God, this is my prayer, but it's up to you to change it the way you want. And you know what? What I found in 33 years of walking with God, He has surprises I couldn't even imagine. Too many of us are so walking in the dark, our view is so narrow, our backs are turned to the light, that all we see are shadows, and we're praying to shadows rather than looking to Him. You should be jumping up and down by now. I'm just giving you what's going to change your life today. That's why we start the year every year with prayer and fasting. Because an indicator, right? For 20 years, I spent 5 days every year not eating and praying. Because I believe that God is worthy of it. I believe that no matter how beautiful a hamburger and how well a cheese thing is made or a cup of coffee is artisan, etc., in 6 hours it all looks alike, amen? And it all goes to the same place. And if I can't even dispose of that for 5 days to be alone with my God, it's an indicator of how serious are you about your faith. I'm not trying to condemn you if you didn't join the fast. I'm just trying to remember so that next year, hello, you can mark this. It's a good way to start. We had about 200, 300 people at our Kalang, about 300 hungry people praying last Friday. We didn't have seats. We had to put them in overflow rooms. We had to praying and believing God by faith. Setting aside time and saying, God, I want to discern what's right. I want to walk in the light. I don't want to, you know what you're trying to do? Some of you are trying to do, you're going to try and push this car. It doesn't work that way. When you try to push a car, you're going to burn out. Faith is getting in the car and switching on the engine and stepping on the faith. And the gas of that is prayer. Some of you are going to go, this is what you look like the whole year. This is what some of us are going to look like. Zoom. Zoom. Wing, 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 wing. Zoom. Zoom. Woo. Some of you are going to push because it's flat. You know what your problem is? When it becomes uphill. And you thought you started with an app. You thought the answer was you. You're never the answer. It's people who are smart enough to understand I'm laying my burdens to God. There are people on the floor crying out and laying, Lord, I need you to come through. There's a generation that's coming up that know the Lord. They will prioritize light over darkness this year. You want your best year ever? Light. Set aside time for light, unless you want to walk in darkness, unless you want to walk in shadows. Light does not only expose, it clarifies. Point of exposition is to show things that you can't see. Clarification is things you know that's out there, but it's not very clear. Bible says in Proverbs 4:18, the path of the righteous is like the light of dawn. The path of the righteous is like the light of dawn. It's dark, but if you keep walking this path, it gets brighter. And some of you are going to start this year in church and then gradually not be in the path. Walk back, turn away from the light, and it doesn't get brighter. The Jews had this concept of looking at light. They said that the way when the early women would wake up in the morning, they say they know that light has come if you could determine a black thread from a white thread. And if you know if it's dark and you hold two threads, you can't tell black and white. And as the dawn, we're about to sew. Usually those days, there were only two colors of threads, black or white. Okay, so when the dawn comes, they can tell. And that's the point of light. For you to be clarified, to know which thread am I using. Notice where it says, which shines brighter and brighter into the full day. The more you walk in this light, it just gets brighter. And so you're wondering, why are some people so bright and some people are not? It's because they've just stuck to the track. They just pray their way through the whole year. They just kept believing God. They didn't just say, okay, got bad luck today, or my boss was ornery. No, I'm going to pray for my boss. The way of the wicked is deep darkness. They don't even know why they're stumbling. If you're in darkness, you're looking at shadows. How can you succeed? The path of the righteous starts out, it's not so bright, but it's just that light. I just keep following it, and the more I walk into it, the brighter and brighter and brighter it gets. The freer and freer I become, because the more exposed I am, the more I'm free to confess my sins to God, and the easier it is for me to pray. How do you do that practically? Psalm 119:105 says, your word, O God, is a lamp unto my path, at my feet, and a light to my path. If you're not in the word, the reason why you come to church is not to sleep. Amen? And it's not to hear, rate the pastor. No. It's for you to listen to the word. Because the word is a light to your path, to your feet. If you want to know where to step, want to know how to move forward in life, you need to be reading this word. You need to be praying this word. There's no more time in history where it's easier to read the Bible. Because if you're afraid of something, you have a question, Google it and find the verse and meditate on that verse day and night. And your path will be bright. It's not a Bible study. It's meditating on the word so that whatever dark ideas you have, you reject it because you embrace the light. Yes. Whatever the enemy is saying, I say, no, this is what God says, and this is why I'm walking in this. Here's the reason why. This light brings hope. Imagine if you were in total darkness and there was no light, you'd be hopeless. If you were flooded by light every day of your life, you're going to be so filled with hope. Without hope, you can't have faith, because faith is the substance of things hoped for. Yes. 1 John chapter 1, verse 7, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, there's that light. We have fellowship with one another. When you walk in the light as God is in the light, when you walk in darkness, you will stumble. And you're going to end up stumbling with other people that you're fellowshipping with who are just stumbling as bad as you. When you're walking in the light, you're going to be drawn to people of light. You're going to look for Pastor Arnie. Come over here, Pastor Arnie. I mean, don't you see the light in this man? You're going to be so attracted. You're going to be Pastor Rhea. I mean, you're going to be attracted to people of light. You're going to look for small group leaders. You're going to look for people who are walking in the light. You're going to be walking in fellowship. Why? Because you are people of the light. If you keep walking in darkness, you're going to end up fellowshipping with people in darkness. And then you're wondering at the end of, what happened to my year? Yeah. Hello. You wasted your year. When you could have had your best year ever. Now, I was in Manila over the holidays. My son invited me to his small group. It was 7:30 in the morning. It was weird. And my son said, I know you're busy. I know you're tired. I know, but I want you to hang out with us. And I said, I never say no to fellowship if I have the time. I said, let me go, Josh. I mean, that's my son beside me in the blue shirt. This guy gave his testimony. And how he had an aneurysm and that he was surefire, it was just going to fire one day, he needed surgery. And the group prayed for him. And they just kept praying and praying, and then they went to the doctor, and the doctor basically couldn't tell him in plain words it was a miracle. Because they've looked at it from every angle and said, this thing is going to pop and you're going to need surgery, and now all of a sudden they can't find it. Because these guys prayed. I walked out of that meeting, I thought, my goodness, this is what fellowship does. Yeah. You walk in the light, you're going to look for people of light. When you're trying to hide from your small group members, you're in darkness. Trust me. You are in darkness because you're trying to avoid the light. Don't sleep today. This is important. This will change your life forever. In fact, when you go home tonight, listen to it again. Some of you needed to hear this. You've turned this thing into religion. And that's why you're wondering, why is it all shadows? Yeah. Do you pray every day? Do you pray every moment of the day? Do you meditate on the word? Do you fellowship with other believers? Do you proclaim the gospel? Slide attracts. It's the nature of light. It exposes, it clarifies, it brings hope, but it also attracts. Entomologists have often wondered why insects go there. They've got a lot of theories why insects go to the light. One theory is insects travel at night looking at the moon. And because they see light, they're kind of fuzzy, and that's why they roam around, because they lose direction. Because it's not just light, but the real light. There's a number of theories. One other theory is because when they see the light, they know it's headed towards heaven, and it gives them this sense of freedom. The point is, the Bible tells us why insects are like that, even though entomologists can't explain it scientifically. And the simple answer is, light attracts. True light is attractive. You're attractive if you walk in the light. You're attractive when your relationship works, because most relationships don't. You're attractive when you're trustworthy. You're attractive when you're full of faith. You're attractive when you're generous. You're attractive when you're full of love. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 2, and I'm trying to close this message. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land in deep darkness, there's that word deep darkness, on them the light has shone. Close with this illustration. You remember in July last year, CNN spoke about these soccer players, Thai soccer players, who got stranded basically 4 kilometers inside a cave. There was no way out because the cave was flooded. Worse, nobody knew they were there. They found their bicycles, their slippers, and they started looking for them. And a bunch of divers from all over the world descended in Thailand and searched them. At this point, they've been inside the cave for 3 days. They're not sure they're dead or alive. And for 7 days, these frogmen dove and searched. Light exposes. Light clarifies. Light brings hope. But you know, Lord, they're just bringing hope. Light attracts people to light because it proclaims salvation. Can you imagine how thankful those boys were? And you know what? At the review of the end of that thing, they found out that the reason why that thing happened was because it was an amalgamation of Australian, British, American, all kinds of people, Japanese divers who came. It's fellowship, isn't it? It's not, the answer is not one person. Is if we fellowship in Christ is the answer. Yes. Let me close with this. And last year, I was with our board, and they were telling me that this year or last year was the best year of this church ever at all levels. Number of volunteers have risen to over 400. Number of small groups. This is a year-end review. You can pick up one at the back to pray for our church. The number of volunteers in Get Involved Sunday, we added 123 to our already. To run our service, we need about 450 volunteers every Sunday. This year, we had 60. Last year, we had 62 baptisms. We had 8 chapters of Genesis. How many of you that said, no, that's good, right? This annual review will give you every month that happened in the year in our church. And if you want to pray for this church, pick up one. Number of kids, number of people born, number of very interesting things that happened to our church this year. I say this to you because I believe the light of God is in this church. And I believe that this year is going to be even better than last year. Let your light shine for your personal life. Let your light shine for the people around you. Let your light shine for the community around you.
Thank you for listening to the Every Nation Singapore podcast. We hope you've been blessed by today's message. For more information, visit everynation.org.sg.